PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Oh, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay. Then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Listen for the words harmony and resolve. It's another beautiful and craft-filled morning at Violet's house.
So, why did we set up those cameras in your garden?
Only for the best photography art project ever. These cameras are set up to take pictures every few seconds from different angles.
Oh, wow. Why?
To capture animals in their truest form. In harmony with nature. See? Harmony.
Huh.
You look so natural.
Meanwhile, at the bank, there's a new villain team in town. Exciting!
I'm Reason.
I'm Rhyme, and we lead lives of crime!
So what's your whole shtick?
Here we go.
We steal expensive stuff for our first crimes. And for our second, we take something that rhymes.
Okay. So what are we taking today? Standard bag of cash?
You keep the cash, we want gold bars. Then after this, we'll steal all...
Stop. Just stop. Can I just talk to you for a second, please? Listen, Rhyme. You and I have been friends for how long?
15 years, and still going strong.
Right. And in the past year, we've had to move how many times?
28 cities because of our crimes.
Look.
Took, book, crook, brook.
Focus, okay? We never get caught stealing the first thing, the valuable thing, like these gold bars.
Next up, old car.
Stop! That, right there, that's the problem. The second thing we try to steal, the rhyming crime, that's the crime that always gets us in trouble.
This time it'll be different. We'll escape on the double.
And you know I wouldn't mind, but the rhyming thing we steal is never valuable. It's always something ridiculous that no one would ever want to steal.
But that's our calling card, our stamp, our seal.
Listen, can we please just stick to stealing valuable stuff this time? Oh, great. Here come the police.
Police? No. You must be new in town.
You guys, this is so exciting.
I know. So, Violet, Bob and I have to, run out for a minute and, plant some corn.
What? Plant some corn? Well... it is the best day we've had for corn planting in quite a while.
Yeah!
Okay, guys. See you later, then.
Word up!
Meanwhile, at the bank...
Hold it, Ray! Wait, who are you guys? Who are these guys?
I'm Reason.
I'm Rhyme, and we lead lives of crime!
Well, I'm Word Girl. Nice to meet you. And I hope you still feel like rhyming when I send you to jail!
Well, don't feel too sad when it turns out you fail.
Touché.
I don't think she wears a wig.
What?
I think I'll throw something big!
The day is bright and slightly breezy.
So I'll attack with breath so freezy!
Oh, super strength and freeze breath? These powers have nothing to do with rhyming.
I know. Personally, I wanted to call us super strong woman with freeze breath and normal guy. I would be normal guy.
Okay, so at least we're in harmony about that.
What do you mean we're in harmony?
Oh, well, when you are in harmony with someone or something, then you have the same thoughts or feelings. You're in agreement.
Hmm. Word girl defines words. Reasonable. I like it.
So wait, you don't have any powers?
Nope, we just happen to be best friends since we were kids. But if it weren't for me, she'd just steal a bunch of useless stuff that's easy to rhyme.
Woo-hoo!
Well, we should get going since you'll probably break free soon. Come on, let's get out of here.
One more crime before we disappear!
No, see, this is what I've been talking about. We should quit while we're ahead. We're done!
Oh no! Our crime spree has just begun!
But there's nothing else we need!
Let's escape with super speed!
She has super speed too? Ugh! Seriously? Okay, we have to figure out where they're going to strike next. You know, they stole a bunch of gold bars, and I heard that rhyme lady start to say they should steal old... Wow, you two are seriously about to go to jail for this?
See, even she thinks it's a bad idea. You got us into this, now you can get us out. I am not about to go to jail.
Here comes a delivery! Express airmail!
Hey, I know I don't know you guys really well, but is there any way we could resolve this without fighting?
Sounds like you're trying to be reasonable. I like that.
Like chili with lots of beans.
Okay.
Can you please tell me what resolve means?
Oh, beans means, got it, sure. Resolve means to come to an agreeable solution. For example, if you give back the gold bars and agree to go to jail for a short time, we can totally resolve this whole problem.
So, resolving this without fighting is what you desire?
Oh, well, yeah.
But instead, I think I'll throw this tire!
Should decrease, so you should just sit tight and wait for the
police! Woo!
Come on, Huggy. Now that this is resolved, we can head back to Violet's house.
Oh, hello, Bob. Becky.
Hey, Violet. Is everything okay?
Becky, are we friends?
What? Yeah, of course. We're best friends.
Best friends.
Violet, what?
Becky, are you keeping a secret from me?
What? No, of course not.
I mean, you don't keep secrets from your best friend, do you?
No.
Not one?
Nope.
And that's the truth? The absolute truth?
Yes.
So, Becky, do you want to see some of the pictures from my garden cameras?
What? Oh, yeah, let's do that. Oh, look at the frog.
Yep.
Oh, wow, bumblebee.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cute, that's a good one.
Go to the next one.
Oh, that's great. I think that's my favorite.
Make it better.
Aw.
You know, I wish I was wrapped in fleece, not sitting here captured by the police.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop, stop, stop it!
Pop it! Pop it! Pop, pop, pop it!
That's it! I've had it. You and I, we're done. I can't do this anymore.
What? Because we're captured? I'll just bust through the floor.
Fair.
All right, buddy, we're back in season. Look out, world, for Ryman. Hey, where are you going?
I'm leaving.
But I resolved our problem. I broke us free. Now we can go back to our big crime spree.
No. I quit. This is the end.
But you're my best friend.
this time. You were lying to me.
Violet, these pictures...
Of course, your word, girl. I should have figured it out. I mean, all the sudden takeoffs, all the bad excuses.
Oh, come on, Violet. You're being ridiculous.
Becky, you're the best friend I've ever had. Ever. And best friends don't ever lie to each other because they don't have to.
Right. So...
I'm only going to ask you once, and whatever answer you give me, I'll believe it.
Come on, Violet.
Becky? Are you a word girl?
Yes, I'm word girl. Violet, you don't understand. I didn't want to lie to you. I had to. It's complicated.
No, I know. And I want you to know that I'm not mad at you.
Oh, Violet, I gotta tell you, that is a huge relief.
You and I just aren't friends anymore.
Wait, what?
In fact, I don't think you and I were ever really friends.
Okay, wait.
You're this whole other person. A person I don't really know.
What? Yes, you do. I'm Becky Botsford.
And Word Girl.
But...
I'm sorry, Becky. Word Girl, I wish I could believe you. But how could I? All you've ever done is lie to me.
Violet.
Goodbye, Becky. Word Girl.
Violet!
Well, this is, I don't really know what to say. Stick around, maybe? Because maybe we can resolve all this. Get back to a little harmony, hopefully, on the next episode of Word Girl? Oh, goodness.
I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is wedged. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
Wedged means sitting in a basketball hoop like Bob was doing in that last clip.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Phil, have at it.
If something is wedged, it is forced into a small space. In the clip Tommy's talking about, Bob was wedged in the basketball hoop, and the hoop was so small that he was stuck.
That's correct. Congratulations, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. It's an official Word Girl rocket-powered trapeze! Can I give it a try? I never get to do anything fun. Okay, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Listen for the words forlorn and chaos. In the last episode of Word Girl, Rhyme and Reason burst onto the scene, then spent a lot of time committing crimes full of rhymes. Then Word Girl resolved the problem and captured them. But then they escaped. But when Rhyme and Reason escaped, they also ended their partnership and friendship. And speaking of a friendship in trouble, Violet found out that Becky is actually Word Girl, which seems to have ended their friendship too, and left Becky feeling forlorn. Which is where we'll pick up part two. Picking up part two, guys! Guys? Okay, so now that we know that everyone is still forlorn, we might as well skip ahead to... the next day at the playground...
You know what?
This is ridiculous. Sure, I'm Word Girl, but that doesn't change the fact that I'm still me. And Violet is still my friend, my best friend. If I just talk to her, I'm positive we can resolve this.
Help! There's a girl I don't recognize, and she's wrecking stuff. Wait, is this a police station?
No, this is a playground of deception and betrayal. The police station is over there.
Whoa, okay.
Rhyme? Wait, how did you escape? And what's with all this chaos? And where's Reason?
I don't know, okay? I don't know!
Whoa, you're not rhyming.
I know I'm not! It's too hard to rhyme all the time. I need Reason, and Reason isn't coming back!
So you're just causing chaos instead?
No, yes, I don't know! What's chaos?
Oh, well, chaos is complete disorder and confusion. Chaos is a total cluttered mess. Like this. This is chaos.
Yeah! I decided to make it easy on myself. See? Smash!
Okay, stop the chaos!
Nope! I'm not gonna stop until I pound this town right down to the ground!
Actually, more of a city than a town, but... Whoa!
Now, if you'll excuse me...
Okay, Huggy, here's the plan. We find Reason and get him to talk some sense into rhyme. So where would Reason be without rhyme? Hold it right there, Reason!
Would you just let me go, Word Girl? Please!
Nuh-uh. You have to come with me. Rhyme is really forlorn, so she's causing chaos and destroying the city. And you're the only one who can reason with her.
Not my problem anymore. Sure, Rhyme and I have been best friends since we were kids, but I've had enough!
But Reason...
Forget it. There's nothing you can say that will make me go back with you. Nothing.
Actually, there's nothing I have to say. You're a wanted criminal in a stolen car, and I have super strength and can fly.
Oh. That.
Slam! Crash! Punch!
Cut it out! I have someone who wants to talk to you. No, not him.
Oh, it's you! What do you want?
Me? I'd like to start up this car and drive away, really. Drive away, really. Really. You're not going to say far?
Why should I?
Because it rhymes with car.
I thought you didn't like my rhymes anymore. I thought they annoyed you.
Well, yeah, kind of. Actually, it's not really the rhyming that gets to me.
It isn't?
No, it's just... When our crimes are rhymes, we end up having to steal some really ridiculous stuff.
He does have a point.
Plus, it makes us way easier to catch.
Also a good point.
So, what are you saying? It's okay to rhyme, just not in our crimes?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to avoid another Jules-Mules crime pairing. Feeding and caring for all those mules, we actually lost money on that crime.
If I say yes, then we can be friends again?
Oh, buddy. We never stopped being friends. It'd take more than a little quarrel to break up best friends. Now come in for a hug.
Come here, you big lug!
You guys are such good friends.
You okay? You seem kind of forlorn.
It means really sad and lonely.
Well, hey, Rhyme, let's stop the chaos and have a snack. Or maybe you can do...
An ice attack!
Whoa!
end of Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face? Did Rhyme and Reason meet them, beat them, then totally defeat them?
Well, Word Girl, we really have enjoyed our stay, but now it's time to get her.
Hey! Violet! Stop freezing her, or she may turn purple!
Oh, yeah? Well, too bad. She'll just have to, snurple? Purple!
Twerple?
Knurple?
Nope. There's gotta be a word that rhymes with purple. Slurple?
Nope, not a word.
Purple!
Not a word.
Flurp, wait, are you free?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Huggy, action plan number 57, subset B.
Wait, I can't fight back until I rhyme with purple. Nurple!
Scurple. Good to know.
Zaboopor?
Well, looks like we're going to jail. But hey, silver lining, we can spend our jail time trying to find a word that rhymes with purple.
That sounds absolutely, warble? No. Banerble! No. Abba-nabba... No.
So, thanks, Violet, for the help.
It's okay, Word Beck. Girl I know by two different names.
So, why'd you come?
I don't know. I guess because now that I know it's you, I couldn't just sit back and watch you get hurt.
Violet, see? Under this costume, it's just me. I'm still the same girl who can sit and talk and laugh with you for hours. I'm still just Becky Botsford.
But you're also much more. You're a Word Girl.
No, I know. It's just... Can we please just go back to being friends again? Please?
I don't know. I have to think about it. Girl, I don't know. My name is Violet. Is this swing taken? Thank you, kind monkey, sir.
Violet, what are you doing?
Well, I just thought maybe it would be nice if you and I started over. So, I'm Violet. What is your name?
I'm Becky. But sometimes I fight crime as Word Girl.
Wow! That's some pretty amazing info to give someone you just met.
What can I say? I have a feeling you and I are going to be best friends. Are we really going to start our friendship over from the beginning?
Nah, but people always say that in the movies, and I just wanted to see how it sounded.
And so, once again, chaos is averted, and our hero is no longer forlorn. Anyway, gather up your best friends and join us next time for another amazing, colossal adventure of Word Girl!
Since we're coming clean, I always knew you were a monkey.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for wedged. Give it a shot, Phil.
It's number one. In that picture, Word Girl and Huggy have wedged themselves between Chuck's Crusher and the grocery store.
That's correct. Show him what he's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl two-person rocket-powered trapeze. You have to let me have a try.
Really? Come on.
Well, that's our show. See you next time on
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!